This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. They have their own room with a door. They have their own room with a door to play in. The most important part of the room is the door.
They have the door, but
I know.
It's not closed.
Satatam,
satatam,
kirtayanto,
kirtayanto,
mam,
mam,
yatantas,
yatantas,
cha,
cha,
dhritavritah,
dhritavritah,
namasyantas,
namasyantas,
cha,
cha,
mam,
mam,
bhaktya,
bhaktya,
nitya,
nitya,
yukta,
yukta,
upasate,
upasate,
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantas chadritabhrita.
Yatantas chadritabhrita.
Namasyantas chamam bhaktya.
Namasyantas chamam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantas chadritabhrita.
Yatantas chadritabhrita.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantascha dradavrata.
Yatantascha dradavrata.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantascha dridhavrata.
Yatantascha dridhavrata.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Others?
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantascha dridhavrata.
Yatantascha dridhavrata.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantascha dridhavrata.
Yatantascha dridhavrata.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Satatam,
satatam,
always,
always,
kirtayantaha,
kirtayantaha,
chanting,
chanting,
mam,
mam,
about me, yatantaha,
yatantaha,
fully endeavoring,
fully endeavoring,
cha,
cha,
also,
also,
dridhavrataha,
dridhavrataha,
with determination,
with determination,
namasyantaha,
namasyantaha,
offering obeisances,
offering obeisances,
cha,
cha,
and
mam,
mam,
me,
bhaktya,
bhaktya,
in devotion,
in devotion,
nitya yukta,
nitya yukta,
perpetually engaged,
perpetually engaged,
upasate,
upasate,
worship,
worship,
always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmajyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or human being. That is devotion. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu and Smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything, in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. At least we don't need the japa machine. Children are playing, and there's a japa machine playing in the background. Our goal is to have as little else going on as possible, and at least the japa machine has a switch on it. If I could put a switch on the kids, I'd do that too. And they'd give me the Nobel Prize for peace. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari, in any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul. Om Gyan Pinyanam Pasya Gananjana Shalakaya
Shakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Veena Bhutale Shayam Rupakada Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrasatam Sahagana Gaganatanditam Sam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Pradijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanditam He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gokesha Gopika Tanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taktakam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Namami Muri Priye Vansha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripasindho Yayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridhavritaha Namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate Krishna is further describing the Mahatmas. Mahatmanas tu mam partha daivam prakritamashrita Bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutanam avyena To be a Mahatma means to be always thinking of Krishna. Ananya manasa, without diverting your mind to anything else. Where we like to divert our minds to other things. To sports, to movies, to television, to politics, to business, to local gossip. If we can divert our minds to so many things, that makes our life full. But for the Krishna conscious person wants to withdraw his mind from needless engagements and become ananya manasa, only thinking of Krishna. Mahatmanas tu mam, taking shelter of Daivim Prakriti. Therefore this chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare is addressing the Daivim Prakriti, the spiritual energy of the Lord, the internal potency, Srimati Radharani. Please let me always be engaged in the service of Krishna. Bhajantyananya manasa. Please let me always be engaged in the devotional service of Krishna. Gyatva bhutanamanya. Knowing that Krishna is the cause of all causes, the source of everything. The devotee who has this blessing from the Lord, or the person, how does one get the blessings of the Lord? By the blessings of the pure devotee of the Lord. To get the blessings of the Lord, one should seek out the blessings of the Lord's devotee and engage in the service of the devotee of the Lord, following the directions of the Lord's devotee. The devotee directs us, satatam kirtiyanta, always be engaged in chanting Hare Krishna, or chanting the glories of the Lord. Ma means Krishna. Ma is not a placeholder. It's not a symbol for something impersonal or void or formless. Ma means the person who's speaking. Just if I say, give me some water, it doesn't mean something abstract, that water is to be distributed all over the earth or something like that. It means, give it to me. So when Krishna is saying me, it means Krishna. Satatam kirtiyanto ma. Not about whatever Devata one prefers, not Shiva or Durga or Ganesha or whoever. Ma means the person who's speaking. And the person who's speaking here is Sri Bhagavan, Krishna. So the great souls are always engaged in glorifying Krishna. Satatam. Satatam means regularly or always. We're always engaged in glorifying Krishna. Satatam kirtiyanto maam yatantascha. Endeavoring always to satisfy Krishna by their service. Yatantascha. Dridha prata, with great determination. Yesham tvantukatam papam. Dhananam punyakarmanam te dvandvamohani mukta dhagante maam dhapadhapam. Therefore the spiritual master directs the candidate to be done with four kinds of impious activities, sinful activities. Gambling, intoxication, meat-eating, and illicit sex. And to be engaged in positive spiritual activities, observing various appearance day of the Lord, the Ekadashi. There's so many activities which are part of the culture of spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness. So by giving up the unwanted activities, and accepting the favorable activities. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya vardhana. One can be engaged and one can be freed from illusion and duality. Illusion means I'm thinking I'm this body. I'm thinking life is meant for sense gratification. I'm thinking in terms of my country, my home, my family, my money, my janasya moho yam aham mami. I am this body and this is mine. One can be freed from that. And when freed from all these illusory concepts, and the fog clears, one can be engaged in the service of the Lord. Vridhavrata. Vridhavrata means with determination. To get free from Maya takes determination. It's not casually that I'll live a life of sense gratification and I'll also be pious and go back to Godhead at the end. Not so easy. Hogai Sharya Prasakta Anam. Yavasayatmika buddhi samadho. Navadhyate, if we're, for one who's attached, prasapta, intensely attached to sense gratification, the determination to focus on devotional service doesn't develop. So one has to be serious and concentrate in the devotional service of Krishna. With a firm bow. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. Offering obeisances to Krishna, manmana bhavamad bhakti. And nityokta upasate. Always engaged in Krishna upasana. The expression is, slogan goes around that work is worship, but everyone works. Everyone works, and not everyone is worshiping. Maybe they're worshiping their senses. Some slogan is there. Some food company or somebody in Bombay has that slogan, Pet Puja. Have you seen?
Yeah.
Right? There's some.
Yeah.
They're worshipping their bellies, making regular offerings of the best possible quality. But that doesn't make one to work hard and satisfy the senses. That's not vipassana. That's not actually puja. Vipassana means to engage in the service of the Lord, the service of Krishna. Nityayukta. To be always engaged, always connected. Well, that's possible by following superior direction, by following the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master in the association of devotees of the Lord. It's a question of practice. Abhyasa yoga yustin chaitasa namadhani. We try to mold our life in such a way that we'll always remember Krishna and not forget. Go ahead.
Maharaj, thank you for mentioning such wonderful points. You are mentioning about determination. So what I find is, in my own life, because of the various deep samskaras, there is so many lifetimes of self-gratification, it seems almost impossible to give it up. So it just seems like a far out goal. So is it, the question I ask is, how can I actually become Krishna conscious? Is it really possible for me?
By positive engagement. Giving up is difficult, taking up is easier.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take up, then automatically you give up. If you have a handful of sand and I want to give you a check for $1 million, you'll have no problem giving up.
Yeah.
But if I just say drop the sand, you may say, well, no, I could do something with the sand. In times of recession, maybe I could sell the sand and make a dollar. Mm-hmm. But if I give you $1 million, you'll drop the sand, no problem. Raso Varjam Rasopyas. Positive engagement in service of Krishna. Something else? You're going to let me off easy, huh?
Maharaj usually takes a lot of time to question answers. So
why we need to have a scriptural master, although there is a knowledge everywhere in the scriptures. We have a lot of
did you go to school?
People preaching.
Did you go to school?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just stay home and read the books?
Yeah, basically.
You're sending your son to school?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just have him stay home and read books?
It's about the culture there, because they're all the other students, it's like the environment there. It's
and who creates the environment?
The school authority, whoever is administering.
School authorities, yeah. So who do the students learn from?
Yeah. What I'm saying is, like, if my son goes to school, or I used to go to school, there was...
Do you send them to school with no teacher?
So what I'm saying is, there are many teachers teaching me different things, right? The same way...
That's all right.
I have a specific guru, or like there can be multiple...
You can have one guru to teach him mathematics, one guru to teach him English, and one guru to teach him Krishna consciousness. According to Shastra, there are two kinds of gurus, a Diksha guru and a Shiksha guru. Diksha guru gives initiation, and Shiksha guru gives instruction. A Diksha guru should be one only. You only get initiated by one guru. But instruction may come from several gurus. It was like Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Raghunatha Pade, he accepted Rupa and Raghunatha Goswami as his guru. We have to be initiated, and then we have to be instructed. Usually the Diksha Guru gives instruction also. Sometimes we get additional instruction from another Shiksha Guru. In any case, zero guru, zero progress.
I'm saying, like, if I'm getting this information, knowledge from many different places, like the different gurus, different acharyas, different mahatmas, and those are actually not my officially, I'm not initiated with them, but although still I'm getting that information, still that knowledge, right? So why
a little bit here, a little bit there.
Try to have one guru where we should get initiated from, and
that's
my question.
That somebody will tell you something, somebody will tell you something, somebody will tell you something. But if you have one guru, he'll put it all together for you and say, here's the essential point. Also, it's not just what we get, but it's what we give. I have to serve. The guru is the representative of Krishna for accepting our service. So you know the expression, everyone's servant is no one's servant? You know, I have so many gurus that I don't serve any of them. We see that practically. There are people who are reluctant to accept initiation, reluctant to accept the guru. So really they're not surrendering themselves. They're maintaining the position of guru. They're really autodidacts. They're people who are instructing themselves. And they take as they like. This guru says something that's useful, this guru says something that's useful. So what they like, they take. What they don't like, they don't take. And that way they stunt their progress. Just like if... Yes?
But if the person is still progressing and positive, if the person is still progressing...
He may progress, but there'll be some deficiency there, and later it will come out. It will obstruct his progress. The Ekalabhya appeared to be making great progress, but at the end, because he was not actually accepted by the guru, he didn't go.
But he had achieved the perfection, but That's like because he has to give away some, that's why he was...
It means his perfection was spoiled because he was not accepted by the Acharya. Whatever he got by his practice, by his... he lost it all. Because he... Abhidhi Purvakam, he didn't go about it in the right way.
What is the importance of fasting? Fasting?
Fasting means to undergo some tapasya for controlling the senses. By undergoing a little fast, that's there practically in so many traditions. The fasting means that the senses become a little calm. You're eating and feeding the senses, and the senses are saying, senses are already geared up, when's the next meal? But by fasting, we're putting the senses on, sending them off for a vacation. When they go on vacation, then you get them, just like something like sending your wife and kid on a vacation, you get a break. So, you get a break from the demands of the senses. The senses know we're not getting anything today. So then the mind can become a little peaceful. And you save time and attention for higher level.
Hard to be a Mahatma in the presence of Francis. So, what is the easiest way to pray? Yes, Hare Krishna.
Yes, follow the Mahatma.
Follow the Buddha Mala, that's it.
Yes. If you want to become a Mahatma, then follow the Mahatma.
It's very difficult, actually, yes. So,
no, it's not so difficult. You chant Hare Krishna. As you said.
That we do, but to be as good as a Mahatma is very difficult.
You become as good as a Mahatma by following a Mahatma. Just like if you're following a Mahatma and I follow you, then following you is as good as following a Mahatma. Isn't it? If you're following the Mahatma and I follow you. So the way to become a Mahatma is to follow a Mahatma. Mahajanayena Gatasapanta. And yes, the Mahatmas. And here the Mahatmas are described. They're always chanting the glories of the Lord. Something else?
We have a birthday ball today. So what's the best way to celebrate it in Krishna consciousness?
Chant Hare Krishna.
You just mentioned about following the Mahatma. Here the Mahatma is described, but at my present state it seems impossible to even follow. Maybe I didn't understand what is the meaning of exactly.
Impossible to?
Follow, because the Mahatma is thinking of Krishna all the time. How do I follow?
You follow means, just like you follow anything you learn, you follow, and then gradually you get it. The student follows, the music student follows the music teacher.
Okay.
Well, understood, he's not a virtuoso, but he can become a virtuoso. First he has to just follow. Something else? Yes?
Regarding the fasting thing, it's also said we have Paramatma and Paramatma inside you.
In our tradition, it's also said that you cannot keep Mahatma and the Paramatma like complete fasting, you have to eat something. It's not that you cannot fast the whole day.
Who said?
I mean, it is in some traditions that.
Where is that coming from?
In certain parts in like Andhra, at least I heard from in my children, so it's because you have Paramatma, you should not keep. You should have at least something, it's not whole day, you cannot like.
In the Bhagavad Gita also it said Karshyanta Shuridas Tam Tam Vidyasru Nishtrayam. Is my book here?
Okay.
I don't think it is. I have a little book that makes it easier. You know where it is? No, actually that's not where it is. 17.6. Those who undergo terrible tapasyas, like Hiranyakashipu, now that's too much. That's mentioned in...
It's in 18.
And here it is. Karshyanta shiras tam bhuta gramam chetasa mam chaivanta shiras tam tandri yasuras. Asuranishtrayam, ashastra vihitam gonam. Those who undergo tapyante, tapasya, which is horrible, ghoda. It's like sometimes you see people putting hooks into their flesh and really doing horrible things. Ashastra vihitam, things that are not in the scriptures. Dambha ahankara samyukta, out of pride and false ego. Kama raga balandita, under the pressure of kama and raga, lust and attachment. Karshyanta shariratam, they torture the soul within the body. Bhuta gramam chetasa. Such fools torture parch the elements of the body. Mam chaivanta shridastam, they cause pain for me also. Tan vidyasura nishtyam, they're definitely to be known as demons. So the clue is things that are not recommended in Shastra, that are performed out of false ego and false prestige, and which are horrible. To stand on your toes for thousands of years and let the ants eat your body, that's not mentioned in Shastra. But fasting on days like Janmashtami and Kashi, these things are mentioned in Shastra. They're approved. So those things, we don't die from that. Yajna dana tapa, Yajna dana tapas chaiva pavanani manishina. Sacrifice, dana, charity, and tapa, austerity, are purifying even for the great souls.
Mm-hmm. But that means that the person should not go for them in like the severe fasting hour, right?
Yeah, don't fast for 10 weeks. It don't turn into a skeleton.
Yeah, but then if you take an example of Dhruva Maharaj, the God pleased him, I mean like he fasted like 6 months.
He could do it. That was Satya Yuga. In Satya Yuga those
No, but still that was, not preferred by the Shastra, right? He has gone through the severe fasting and after the 6 months, God give so much of mercy and give him a different planet for it.
Yeah.
And give it to the Vaikuntha Loka also.
Yeah. In such a yuga, such more severe austerity could be undertaken.
So in that yuga it is allowed? That's what you mean to say?
Yeah, it could do. Yoga system. They all used to give up eating practically because they got so much absorbed in meditation. When you're absorbed in meditation, samadhi, no need of eating.
No, he didn't, I mean, like, stop because of he was in samadhi. He stopped because he wanted to get Lord Vishnu onto the planet.
Yeah.
So at the end, he stopped his breathing also.
Yes.
And because of, yeah.
So if you can do that, that was instructed by Narayana, how to practice the yoga system. That was possible in Satya Yuga. Pratyaya Dhyayato Vishnu. In Satya Yuga, they could do such things. Now, and it was also, it wasn't for material sense gratification.
No, he did it for the sense gratification because he wanted to get, I mean, like when God prays and asked him that, what do you want? He said that so much of the king, I mean, like the...
No, he said, I don't want anything. Well, what do you want? No, I don't want anything. I'm satisfied now. I've met you. And nothing else is required. Otherwise, there is no need. And he wanted to undergo some austerity to get his kingdom. And I wrote, all right, you do it and reach Vishnu. Anyway, we're not going to do it. It's an academic point because we're not going to live on leaves or live on air. We can't do it.
No.
But we can fast for a day. On Janmashtami. We can fast for Ramnami. We can fast for the day. Not. If Guru Maharaj could fast like that, we can fast for a day. So practically that's not fasting. Guru Maharaj, now that was fasting. We're hardly fasting, we just skip for a day. Even what to speak of torturing the super soul, it's a little relief for the body, actually. Usually the body is... It's a lot of work to digest and... So the body gets a little break. You feel lighter, you feel more clear-headed. Actually, if you can fast every day, it's good. But who can do it? And therefore, just some unprescribed occasions.
The fastening is just to please the goat, right?
Mm.
So what I'm saying is there are certain other ways we can please the goat, right?
Just fasting is useless. If all you do is fast, that's useless. The real worship Dhruva was doing was by chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The chanting was just to purify the body and mind, create a suitable focused attention. But the real worship was by chanting.
What I'm saying is, if I'm not fasting, I'm chanting the whole day, and then I'm fasting and chanting the whole day, so will there be a different level of progress I will get by fasting and chanting and not fasting?
Real thing depends on the chanting. If you're chanting offensively and fasting, that's not as effective as offenseless chanting.
Sorry, I couldn't get that.
If you're chanting, you're fasting all day and chanting, but chanting with offenses, that's not as good as eating and chanting offenses.
Mm.
But the fasting is just to help us chant with attention. The real purpose is to give us extra facility. You get an extra couple hours maybe for chanting. And it gives you a little extra realization that I'm not this body. Feel a little detached.
What is the difference between following and imitating? Great Mahatmas, they are able to do certain things because they have developed love of God. And if we try to imitate, would that be sahajiya tendencies?
Yes. How to curb that? We have to grasp the essence of it, not just the outward shell. There was some person, so-called sadhu, who saw that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was gotten a little juice and a little hot or something, was chanting Hare Krishna. So he also set up a little hut and began chanting Hare Krishna, showing symptoms of ecstasy. And someone was proposing to see him, oh, how he's become advanced. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said that just by going to the maternity room, you don't give birth to a child. You can make a show of ecstasy, but it has no meaning. So one has to follow the spirit of the hunter. It's not simply make a show of following the external activity. Something else? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada.